Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christian churches that follow designated readings throughout the year have an option of the one-year lectionary series or the three-year lectionary series. One-year series, used here several years back, cycles through the same Old Testament, epistle, and gospel readings every year. The three-year lectionary series uses 3 years' worth of readings that go through them every 3 years. But all 3 years in the three-year series and the one-year lectionary series includes a Good Shepherd Sunday, or at least readings that emphasize Jesus as the Good Shepherd. The one-year series holds that theme on the third Sunday of Easter, which would have been last week. The three-year series, which we use here at this time, holds that theme today, the fourth Sunday of Easter. And this powerful theme of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is found throughout the entirety of the Scriptures. Sheep and their care are never far from God's people. Adam's son, Abel, was the first shepherd. Moses tended sheep after he had escaped from Egypt. David was the shepherd of his family's flock. The prophet Amos took care of his family's sheep before being called into the ministry of the Word. And God regularly refers to his people as sheep. And shepherds were the first to receive the news of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. The Lord Jesus himself uses the imagery of himself as the shepherd, found in John chapter 10, our gospel text for today. And the earlier portion of that text from John 10 covered the entirety of Jesus' teaching on the matter. He did so rather extensively. But today's gospel text finds us after that teaching with Jesus in the temple of Jerusalem, where he is surrounded by the Jewish leadership. John tells us it was the Feast of Dedication, held in the winter months, likely what Jews today celebrate as Hanukkah. With the colder temperatures around, Jesus was moving about in the lone remaining section of Solomon's original temple, the area known as the Colonnade of Solomon, or Solomon's portico. And Jesus had recently healed a man who had been born blind, stirring up disagreements amongst the Jews. They pointedly questioned him, interrogated him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, just tell us plainly." Jesus' response to these men led these men to pick up stones with which to stone him to death. The very verse that comes after our gospel reading for today. That response of Jesus, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me." Without directly saying the words, "I am the Christ," Jesus told them that he is the Christ. The greatest evidence of his identity is the very work that he had been doing. Not only are those works impossible for normal mortal men to do, but even more so, they are the works specifically attached to the prophecies concerning the Messiah. And to conclude his statement to the Jewish leaders, Jesus said, "No one will snatch my sheep, those who believe in me, out of my hand. My Father, who is greater than all, who has given them to me, no one is able to snatch them out of his hand. I and the Father are one." With these words, Jesus is openly equating himself with God the Father, claiming that he is God the Son. And the evidence that Jesus claimed did certainly hit home is the very reaction of those Jewish leaders. They pick up stones to throw at him in order to kill him for his claim to being God. But our focus for today is not on the Jews, not on their reaction to Jesus. That was covered not too long ago, the celebration of Holy Week. But what draws our attention is the most poignant words of Jesus here in this text, as he uses that imagery of sheep and shepherd. The Jewish leaders there were not amongst Jesus' sheep. They had heard his word being proclaimed, just like his believers had heard. But they refused to believe. Those who have heard Jesus' word and have believed in him, they are his true sheep. You have been given that word in the waters of holy baptism, and you continue to receive that word in the declaration of absolution, in the proclaiming of the gospel itself, and in the reception of the Lord's Supper. You are Jesus' sheep. You hear his voice, the true words of the gospel of Jesus. You know the right teachings about Jesus. And you believe in the doctrine of salvation by God's grace alone, given through faith in Jesus alone. And that faith has been given to you freely through the Scriptures alone, which Christ himself saw fit to attach to water in baptism and to bread and wine in his supper. You are the sheep of Jesus, and he is your shepherd, and all because of what he has done, his suffering and his death. You have been bought with a price, the price of Jesus' own precious blood. You are sacred to him. And as his dear sheep, you are in his hand, and no one can snatch you away. What comfort these words truly give. And yet, we have the words from today's first reading from Acts chapter 20. Luke records Paul's words spoken to the pastors of the sheep of Christ in Ephesus, knowing that he would not see them again. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away disciples after them. Yes, you are the sheep of Christ. You are in his hand, and no one can snatch you out of his hand. Even so, danger remains while we still live here in this sinful life. False teachers and false teachings continue to arise, especially within Christ's church. The sheep of Christ can still be led astray, not by Jesus, of course, but by wolves proclaiming a message that sounds oh so much like the gospel, but is not. The devil is still seeking to lead many astray. But he cannot rob you from Christ's hand. But he can entice you. He can entice me to leave that hand of our own volition. But it will not happen instantly. It most often occurs over time. Battles ensue over the teachings of the Bible. We know this well. And as time passes, weary from those battles, you and I, we may give in more and more to those false teachings, to apathy, toward the gospel. But may it never be. For as it can and most assuredly does happen, even more so, the Lord Jesus fights for us. For the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd, and he is not so soon to let go of his sheep. He has given his word and his sacrament for that purpose, the purpose of bringing sheep into his fold, and for the purpose of keeping them in his fold. The greenest of all pastures are here in Christ's church. The very still waters that your soul longs for are with the one true church of Christ. There is no better place to be, no better faith to have. And where the word of the gospel is properly preached, and where the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper are properly taught and practiced, there is that church of Christ. And where that church of Christ is, there are you to be, his sheep. And thanks be to God, you are here now, and the Lord grant that you remain here in this one true faith, steadfast to life everlasting. And that is God's desire for you, to bring your faith to completion, to its fullness, on that day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he has made it so that you are even now numbered with all those saints gathered around the throne in heaven. Your spot there is secured by Jesus' blood, by his grace given to you in holy baptism. And when your last hour does finally come, and the Lord calls you from this vale of tears, this valley of the shadow of death, you will be gathered with that innumerable host. And when Jesus comes again in all of his glory, the resurrection of your flesh from the dead will occur, and you will live forever, perfected in Jesus' kingdom. Until then, you have been bought with a price, bought by the blood of Jesus, and he has you in his sacred, nail-scarred hands, never to be snatched away from him. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and unto life everlasting. Amen.